If you have been feeling stuck in a job that you hate for a while now, there's a high chance that it is impacting your relationships. You might not have noticed, but it probably is. And so in today's episode, I'm sharing with you 6 different ways that job you hate is ruining your relationships. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. I am so excited to be here with you, excited to be recording today's session. I really just love recording podcasts. I think it's because I hear so often from women saying that the episodes resonate and are helpful. And so I know that this is one way of getting out content that you all find helpful. And so I'm always excited to record new episodes. And today we are talking about relationships. Well, I am talking about relationships. You're listening to me talk about relationships. And I just think that this is a very important topic to discuss. After over 4 years now doing the work that I do, specifically working with women who are unhappy in their careers and feel stuck because they have no idea what else they could do or what their next career move needs to be. There's a different level, I think, of discontent that shows up when you're unhappy, but you don't see a way out. It's very different if maybe you're actively job searching and you know that eventually, you know, you're going to change your situation. But when you don't see a way out, there's a just certain level of hopelessness that can set in that is just a terrible state of mind to be in. But that was a little bit of a sidebar. That was not actually the introduction I was going to give for this episode. I think that just came to me in the moment. But really today, I want to talk about how your unfulfilling job, your miserable job, that job that you hate is ruining your relationships, how it is actually killing your relationships. This is something that I have seen consistently in my work with my clients where, you know, when they start working with me, we'll have conversations about what's happening in their personal lives, how they're showing up at work. And consistently, I have heard women talk about how their relationships are taking the brunt of their job in the sense of the dissatisfaction that they're feeling at work. Their relationships are taking the brunt of it. But then also just by nature of my expertise and my research, I know that your job impacts your relationships. As a matter of fact, quick story sidebar. So in my full-time role as a professor, one of the classes I teach, one of the classes I love teaching, my favorite class to teach is our career counseling course. So our master students all have to take a course on career counseling. And on the very first day, I always start with an activity, and I'm not going to do the whole thing, but essentially, I just have my students think about how, imagine a client walks in the door and they are in a job that they hate. They're going into that job. They're spending 40 hours a week, day in, day out, going into this place where they feel unseen. They feel miserable. They feel neglected. They feel isolated. They feel less than valuable. They feel frustrated. They feel undervalued. They feel unfulfilled. And all these emotions are just showing up. And so I always ask them, what happens to that client when they go home? What do you think is going to happen? And without fail, they catch my drift. They're like, they're going to take it home with them. And the answer is yes, right? Like their loved ones are going to be the ones taking the brunt of all that frustration, everything they've been holding in during the workday. When they get home, they're going to let it out and it's going to start impacting their loved ones. And usually in my class, I do this to help my students see that you can't have life satisfaction without career satisfaction. It doesn't matter what reason your client has come to see you. If you are not talking about their work life and their work health, you're missing out on a large part of your client's lives. And that's what I tell my students. And that's why even when I am working with my clients, I'm always looking out for how are the things that are happening at work showing up in other areas of your life? And I say that because I think oftentimes we ignore or underestimate the power that our career can have on our lives in general. I've talked before about how your job impacts your physical health. It impacts your mental health. You can't have life satisfaction without career satisfaction. And sometimes what you find is that your relationships are under strain. Your relationships are being strained. And I think it's very easy to not chalk it up to your job, right? Like to forget that maybe, or to even think maybe, just maybe it's because of my job. And I have seen the direct link so many times in research and in my work with my clients that I wanted to spend today's episode really laying out 5 or 6 specific ways that that job you hate, that miserable job, that unfulfilling job is ruining your relationships, how it is legit killing your relationships. And I'm doing this in case you've never thought about it. So if you are in a job that you don't enjoy, you don't find fulfilling, and maybe your relationships have been strained, and you've just kind of thought, oh, maybe it's just a season, you haven't really connected it to your job, I'm hoping that this episode will help you make the connection, help you connect the dots and see that your job is not just a job. It's more than a job. It's impacting your personal relationships. It's influencing how you interact with your loved ones. And there's only so much you can take. There's only so much your relationships can take before you do something about it. And in thinking about this topic, a few days ago, I put a poll on my Instagram stories and I just asked, have you noticed or have you ever noticed that your job is impacting your relationships? And 68% of the people who responded, the women who responded, said yes. And that led to me having some really great conversations in my DMs with the women just about how this shows up. How have they seen their relationships being impacted by their job? And different things came up. Women talked about how they're taking out their anxiety at work, how they're feeling resentment for their partners, or how they're taking out frustration on their kids. And as I was listening to these stories, or really reading these stories because it was in my Instagram DMs, it just made me, I don't know what the emotion was that I felt, maybe more determined is the word, more committed to helping more women break that cycle. And I don't think you can break the cycle if you don't recognize that the cycle is happening. If you don't recognize that your job is impacting your relationships, you can't do anything about it. And so my hope, my goal is that today's episode will help you at least hit that first step of recognizing so that you can eventually do something about it. So let's start by setting the groundwork. You might hear me say quite a bit into this episode, loved ones instead of relationships. I'll go back and forth. And really, I'm talking about all relationships. So your relationship with your partner, like your actual life partner, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be. Your relationship with friends. So your just close friends. Your relationship with your children. I'm going to refer to that. So those are the 3 categories of relationships I think of when I'll say 4, and family. So think parents, siblings, cousins, whatever it may be. So 4 categories of relationships. So I'll often just say loved ones, but I'm thinking of those 4. And I'm specifically thinking of, again, the woman who is already unhappy at work. So, and that's why this episode is called That Job You Hate is Ruining Your Relationships. Because I'm thinking of you, if you are in an unfulfilling job, you're in a miserable job, you're doing work you don't like, you don't feel good in the work, you already know that you need to go, you're just staying because you have no idea what else you could do. Like, that's who I'm talking about. So let's get into it. So the first way that that job you hate is ruining your relationships is that you're complaining so much and your loved ones are sick of hearing it. Okay, they're sick of hearing it. So you are coming home and you're complaining about work. You're complaining about how much you hate work, how it's draining you, how you don't like it, you're not being paid enough. Like, this is the routine. You go to work, you come home, you're complaining, or you log off the computer, you sit on the couch, you're complaining. Like, you're literally always going on and on about how much you don't like your job. And maybe when you first started doing this, it was good, right? Your loved ones, in this case, I'm thinking more your life partner, was supporting you. Maybe even your friends on the weekend at brunch when you would complain, they would reminisce with you. Yes, it's terrible. Let's fix it. Okay. But now, because it's been a while, you haven't done anything about it and you're still complaining, they're tired of hearing about it. Your loved ones are sick of hearing you complain, not because they don't love you, but because to them, they think that you're not doing anything about it. It's like you've been complaining for years now, but you haven't done anything about it. So why do you keep complaining? Like, that's what might be happening in their head. And that could start straining your relationship because you can tell, right? When you are complaining about something or talking about something and the person you're talking to doesn't want to hear it, you can tell. Their body language will give it away. They start looking at their phone, they're watching TV, they don't make eye contact, they don't respond to you. And you start thinking, like, I'm talking to you. Why aren't you even acknowledging what I'm saying? And it can lead to you feeling resentment for their lack of compassion or resentment because they don't understand what you're going through. But if you look at it from their end, and this is, I'm thinking of, I have clients who have told me they were unhappy for years before they made the move. From your loved one's end, they've been hearing this same song and dance for years now, and nothing has changed. So to them, it's like, I mean, what else am I supposed to say? We've talked about this. You haven't done anything. I don't know how else to help you. And to you, it can feel like disconnection, but to them, they just don't see you doing anything about it. So they have nothing to say. Now, one thing I know, this is a sidebar, one thing I know that they don't know is you haven't done anything because you're probably afraid, right? You're probably afraid of starting over, making a mistake, making the wrong move. But that's, by the way, talking about the relationships for now. And so that disconnection, you complaining, one, is making them sick of hearing it, but then them not responding is now making you resent them for not connecting. And so over time, your complaints end up putting strain on your relationship. I actually remember one client I worked with 3 years ago or so. Remember clearly, she was a teacher. And when I asked her, because this is back when I used to do applications for my signature program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, I would always ask, you know, why now? Why is now the time that you want to change your career situation? And she told me, because my relationships can't take it anymore. My boyfriend has said he's tired of hearing me complain, so I need to do something about it. Like that was flat out her reason. She recognized that her relationship was starting to suffer because of her job. And only about like 3 weeks into working together, she was already talking about how her relationships were healing because now she had hope and she was showing up differently in her relationships. So that is the first way that your relationships, that your job might be ruining your relationship, is that you're always complaining and those complaints are starting to strain your relationships. The second way that your job that is miserable, that job you hate, might be ruining your relationships is that you're always tired. And so you don't have the energy to show up for and connect with your loved ones. So this shows up in a few ways. First of all, it's important to understand where that lack of energy is coming from. When you're doing unaligned work, you are spending hours on end at work doing things that drain you, right? Like when your work is unaligned, you are doing work that is draining you. When you are operating in your zone of incompetence or your zone of competence even, it's like you're always pushing this uphill boulder every day at work. You're spending so much energy, intellectual energy, emotional energy, physical energy, just trying to do your work that you don't have any to be present in your life. Now, let's compound that with, if not only are you doing unaligned work, but you're doing unaligned work in a toxic work environment, in an unhealthy environment, you're spending even more energy just trying to survive that work environment, just trying to be safe, just trying to be okay, that when you get home, like legit, you have drained your battery and all you can do is just like lay on the couch and de-stress. Like that's all you have the energy to do. I need to just recharge my battery, right? Like you've been so drained that you need to just plug in and get the energy back up. And so you don't have any energy to connect with your loved ones, whether that is playing with your kids after work, it's having conversation with your loved ones, sitting down and talking to them about your day or watching TV together, or even getting on the phone with your friend and chatting with your friends or your parents, whoever it is. You have been so drained by your work day that you have nothing else to give when you get home to your loved ones. And this is why I usually say one of the reasons why your work-life balance is out of whack is because you're doing unaligned work. You are spending all your energy just trying to survive work that you don't have energy left to do life stuff. So work has drained you and life gets nothing. And so when we look at that in the relationship sense, you're not connecting with your loved ones. You don't have time for them. You're not playing with your kids. You're not talking to your kids about their day. And then when you notice that that is starting to happen, you then start feeling guilty because you know you're not connecting with your loved ones and you know it's because you didn't have energy. And so now that guilt turns inward. Now you're talking negatively to yourself, which is emotional energy being spent, which is even less energy that you have to be present with your loved ones. It's a vicious cycle, I tell you. But ultimately, because you're doing unaligned work, you don't have any energy left to connect with your loved ones. I remember working with a client a few years ago, and she talked about how she had a 1 or 2 hour commute to work each way. So pretty much was commuting a long time. And I remember she would say she had to wake up before her kids woke up to go to work. And by the time she got home, it was almost bedtime. And so all she had was like to throw together a quick dinner and tuck them into bed. And that was one of the reasons why she worked with me, because she was like, I can't keep interacting with my kids like this. I don't have time to connect with them. I'm not spending weekends with them. I'm spending time with them. Something has got to give. But like, you start noticing that the connection, especially if your kids are still young and it's that age where you really want to be involved in their life and know what's going on, that can really be difficult for you to be doing unaligned work during that phase of life. And that unaligned work is causing you to not have energy to spend with your kids. The third way that that job you hate is ruining your relationships is that you are a lot more impatient and it's leading to a ton of arguments in your relationships. And again, this impatience is coming from work. Either you have spent so much time trying to patiently deal with all the BS that was thrown your way at work that when you get home, like your patience meter is at zero. So you can't even like, you have no compassion for anybody in your life anymore for that day. Or maybe it's that there was so much frustration, whether it's people being incompetent at work, people treating you like crap at work, you doing work you hated, whatever it is, there was just so much coming at you and you were bottling it up because you were trying to, I'm doing air quotes here, remain professional, right? You're trying to remain professional, so you couldn't let it out. So I think of like a can of Coke, right? You know when, or a soda can, where when you shake it, when you open it, it just, everything explodes out. That's what I'm thinking of. Like throughout the workday, you had to keep the lid on because you didn't want to seem unprofessional, but things were happening that were shaking you up. Like your energy was being shaken up and you couldn't let the top off. And so once you get home, that top comes off, explosion, right? You have no ability to be patient, whether it's your partner asking you what's for dinner or asking you what you did yesterday, or your kids asking you what they're going to wear tomorrow, or your friend calling you to call about her boyfriend who pissed her off, whatever it may be. You're just like, I don't have the patience. I can't deal with this right now. I've had a long day. I'm exhausted. I just want to be quiet and be by myself for a minute. Nobody talk to me. And then when people talk to you, you're snapping at them. What do you want? Why are you asking me that? Don't you know where it is? Go figure it out by yourself. Like that's how you're responding. And it's not because you don't love your loved ones. It's not because you want to be mean or be a B word, right? It's because like physiologically you have lost the capacity to be patient. You have exhausted all of that being patient at work that when you get home, you just can't anymore. And that's one of the ways. And so now because you're snapping at people, you're experiencing more arguments, whether it's arguments again with your partner, kids, parents, whatever, loved ones, you're arguing with people because your fuse has shortened over time at work. And that is also now straining your relationships. The fourth way that that job you hate is likely ruining your relationships. And this one is specifically, let me say, the fourth way that that job you hate is ruining your romantic relationships. I'm specifically talking romantic now, is that all that stress from work has led to you having low energy, low confidence, which has led to a low sex drive. And so you can't connect with your husband or your wife anymore. Well, let me just say husband because, you know, mostly working with women here. And so you can't connect with your husband. You don't have time to be romantic. You don't have time to put out. You're like, don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't smell me. Don't talk to me. Like there's actual research that shows that when you are experiencing higher levels of work stress, you experience lower sex drive. Research has actually even shown that people who have high levels of work stress also experience higher divorce rates. So essentially, all that stress that you're bringing from home, from work, bringing it home, it is impacting, and I'm saying sex drive, right? I'm saying it's impacting your sex drive. But I want you to think of that almost as a euphemism for just even romantic connections in general. Like you don't have time to sit and talk over dinner. You don't want to just ask, like care about them, their lives, their day. You don't want them to care about yours. You're just not interested. And that shows up then in the bedroom. You don't want to have sex because you don't have the energy. You don't have the confidence in yourself. you don't feel good. And I mean, I'm a woman. I'm not having sex with my husband when I don't feel good. I'm like, don't touch me. I'm covering my head and I'm going to sleep. And so essentially, your work is impacting that romantic connection with your partner. It's impacting that romantic connection with your husband because you have just drained everything at work. Like, work has drained your confidence, drained your energy, that when you come home, you're not even in the mood to be romantic and to connect with your partner on that level. The fifth way that that job you hate is likely ruining your relationships is that you resent your loved ones because of their jobs. And it's causing you to make these side or snide remarks or comments. And they've noticed. They've noticed it. Like, you're saying things, oh, must be nice. It must be nice to have a job that you love. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Go do your job. Like, you're making, you know what the comments are, whatever it is you're making. Like, they are doing work they love. You're seeing them thrive. You're seeing them be excited. You're seeing them be energized. And again, it's not that you don't love them, but you can't help but compare their situation to yours and see this massive contrast between somebody who enjoys and loves what they're doing. And here's your life and your career feels like it's not going anywhere. You hate your work. You hate where you work and you can't stand work. And so over time, when you're seeing them day in, day out, love their work, before you know it, without consciously thinking about it, you're making these side comments as if they should feel guilty for loving their work, or as if it's their fault that you don't love your work, or as if they're the reason you hate your job. And so when you start making those side comments, they'll notice. And depending on what your relationship is like with your loved ones, they might call you out on it and say, hey, you've been making a lot of comments lately. And like, let's talk about this. Where is this going? And that's the best case scenario, because at least they called you out on it and you can fix things. But if the relationship is not at that level, they might just stop talking to you about work. And if they are someone who truly enjoys their job and they thrive in that work, then it's probably a big part of their lives. And so if they feel like they can't talk to you about work, then they'll start thinking, well, why talk to her about anything else? She's just going to make comments, or she's just going to be jealous, or she's just not going to be happy for me, so I'm not going to bother. And over time, that relationship will strain so much that it will just break. It'll just come to an end. And so you have to check, like, is there resentment? And if there is, I don't want you to feel guilty, because it's also a natural human emotion for you to feel that resentment. But the key is to, instead of taking that resentment out on your loved ones, do something about your career situation so that you no longer feel resentment. So you can be genuinely happy for them and genuinely happy for yourself and not feel that anger or resentment towards them. And then this final sixth way that your job that you hate is ruining your relationships, I think it's more of like a culmination of everything I've said so far. And it's just that you're taking your frustrations at work out on your loved ones, and it's straining the relationship. It's leading to disconnection. I remember I said at the beginning of this episode, I was talking to women in my stories about just relationship and how it was showing up. And one woman talked about how she would get so frustrated at work because people were being incompetent that she realized that when she got home, when she was interacting with her child, her young child, she would sort of snap at them a bit more. Like, she couldn't deal with that, any sense of sort of perceived incompetence. But she realized she was treating her child as if her child should have been acting like an adult. And it wasn't the child. The child was behaving like a child, but people at work, adults at work, had been acting like children all day, that she didn't have the patience for it anymore. But once she realized, you know, she would come back, repair the relationship, and try to do things differently. But that's just one example of how frustration at work can show up in the home. I remember another client of mine talked about how she's normally this happy, joyful, bubbly person. And because of her job, she noticed that she wasn't that person anymore. She was snapping at her husband quite often, and she was snapping at her young son. And so when she realized that snapping was happening, she knew she had to change something, because her personality was changing. Who she was, which is this happy-go-lucky person, was changing, and it was leading to disconnection in her home because she was putting up the barrier. Her frustrations were being taken out on people at home, that it caused disconnection in her relationships. So when you are frustrated at work so much, whether it's, again, because the work you're doing is frustrating, the people are frustrating, the environment is frustrating, whatever it may be, what happens is that you then come home and take those frustrations out on your loved ones, and it puts a strain on your relationships. So there you have it, 6 different ways that that job you hate might be ruining your relationships. And there's a bonus one I want to say here, okay? This was not on my list, but a bonus relationship that's being ruined because of your job is your relationship with yourself. Yes, your relationship with yourself. Because you're doing unaligned, unfulfilling work, you are probably losing compassion for your own self. You're telling yourself not to cry at work, that it's not that serious. You're talking to yourself saying you don't have skills to do anything else. You're not good enough. This job is all you can do. Nobody's ever going to hire you. Essentially, you're talking trash to your own self, and it is destroying your confidence in yourself. It is increasing your doubt in yourself and your ability, and it's just changing how you see yourself. And I dare say your relationship with yourself is probably the most important after your relationship with God. That is the most important relationship you have. Because if you don't love yourself, if you don't like yourself, girl, you ain't interacting well with anybody. Shoot, even with God, because you're going to be like, God, why'd you make me this way? And now you're turning it on him. Right. So your relationship with yourself is also being impacted because of that miserable and unaligned job. So anyway, there you have it. The different ways that your job that you hate is ruining your relationships. I hope that as you were listening to this episode, if you're someone who is currently doing work that you don't like, if you heard signs of yourself in anything that I was saying, I hope that you'll pause and do a self-reflection. Like, don't downplay the impact of your job on your relationships and on your mental health. Ask yourself, what are the relationships that are important to you? Have any of those relationships been strained recently? If they have been strained, has your job been contributing to that strain? And if the answer is yes, you're noticing that, okay, after listening to this episode, you're doing all those things or experiencing some of those things, and your job is in fact impacting your relationships, then I invite you to start thinking about the fact that maybe it's time for you to make a change. Not even maybe, girl, it's time for you to make a change. It is time for you to start thinking about doing something else in your career, because over your adult lifetime, you will spend 90,000 hours at work minimum. That is minimum if you are working 40 hours a week. If you're working more, you're spending more hours at work. All that time under stress, time under tension, isn't just going to disappear. It's killing your relationship slowly. It's killing you slowly, right? This is not the episode, but it is impacting your physical and mental health. And so while, yes, you might be afraid of making a change, afraid of losing money, afraid of not getting hired anywhere else, ask yourself, is the cost you're paying worth that job? The cost being your relationships in this case. Is it worth your relationships going to crap just because you're too scared to make a move and change your career situation? I hope you said no. I hope you said it's not worth it. I hope you're recognizing that your relationships are important and you need to prioritize those personal connections, because no man is an island. You need personal connections to thrive in the world in general. That's today's episode. I hope you found this helpful. And as usual, if you did, don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on the podcast, leave us a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening on, because it really does help the podcast grow. Thank you again for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode.